Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me today. And this is another great opportunity to have an in-depth conversation about important topics that really make a difference in our life. And as always, this show is really dedicated to empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible. And that's what it's all about these days. If you're new to the show, welcome. And I invite you to go to my website, whatwomenmustknow.com, because not only do you get several free reports and articles, but if you happen to miss any of my shows, when you opt in to my newsletter there, they get sent out every week. So it's a great opportunity. Be sure to have every one of these fantastic, inspiring educational shows available to you. Also, by the way, I have a great Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know as well. I post on a daily basis, and that's another place to share some great information. Okay, so now that I have that out of the way, I want to say that I've just come back from a lecture tour in Israel, and I just had the most wonderful time. It's just such a pleasure to be able to share the passion that I have. My focus was on rejuvenation. That's kind of my focus and theme these days, how to get younger and healthier with each year. And it was just a fantastic tour. It was a wonderful opportunity to experience Israel, the many dimensions of that wonderful country. I met some incredible people, and I'd like to say thank you to Da Rabah, to my good friend and organizer, Nirit Mitzan, who just... Nirit, if you're listening, thank you. You were just wonderful. I felt so welcome there, and we had such successful workshops. So I'm just kind of settling back in now, and as always, it takes time to get one's feet back on the ground after you've traveled to another reality, actually. And speaking of other realities, I'm going to be facilitating and actually part of another experience in Peru. This is in February, and I will give people more information as the time gets nearer. But actually, this is the second program I've done in Peru. I'm going back because it was so profound for me as a spiritual transformational experience that I decided I'm going to do one more trip. So it will be in February. It's for 2 weeks. We will be experiencing the Andes Mountains, and of course you have to go to Machu Picchu if you're going to do that, and also then on into the Amazon. And we're working with and studying with shaman from the two different cultures, the Incan culture and the Shipibo culture. And part of that experience is learning and also having a direct, intimate experience of the medicines, of the plant medicines that these two cultures have used for healing and for spiritual and personal transformation. So this has been a life-changing experience for me and the people who went with me on the last trip, and you have another opportunity. So if anyone is curious and wants to know more, stay tuned. Definitely opt into my website, whatwomenmustknow.com, because I will very shortly be sharing more information about this pretty phenomenal experience, I have to say. So that's Peru, a place that has some of the most advanced cultures that ever existed in the world. So there you go. Okay, now let's talk about the topic that is the focus of my show today. And I'm really excited about this topic because I have been doing shows and will continue to do shows about some of my favorite rejuvenating strategies. And what we're talking about are strategies that I personally use and recommend to my patients and certainly to my friends. And these are the things that have made a big difference in my life, on my path to getting younger and healthier. So today we're going to be talking about rejuvenating our joints, skin, hair, and eyes for both people and animals with hyaluronic acid. And if you don't know what hyaluronic acid is, then my guest today, Darren Landis, will enlighten you about a really powerful, rejuvenating substance that makes such a difference in our lives. Let me just share a little bit about my guest. Darren Landis is the president and co-founder of Hyalogic, the company that specializes in working with hyaluronic acid, also known as HA, by the way, for skin care and natural supplements. Darren co-founded Hyalogic 14 years ago. Among other accomplishments, they were one of the first to bring hyaluronic acid to the marketplace for human and animal joint health benefits. Darren has held healthcare positions for over 20 years, and it's such a pleasure to welcome Darren to the show today. He has a wealth of information. And Darren, welcome. So nice to have you.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure, and as I was saying, I've been scouting around for the most important products that really supports the body in healing and rejuvenating. And I have done some investigating and writing about hyaluronic acid, and it was such a treat to meet you when I went to Expo West, which I do every year in March, I believe it was, we met, and I spent a lot of time at your booth. I actually crashed one of your breakfasts, not knowing that it was a private event. So I was obviously meant to meet you and to learn more, right? And when, you know, when I get excited about something, I like to share it and really help spread the word, because we're all looking for solutions, and there are some amazing products out there, and I have found you to be the source of the world of hyaluronic acid and putting together some fantastic products and formulas. So we're going to today have this great conversation about the hyaluronic acid universe. And I guess the first place to start, Darren, is to share with everybody, what is hyaluronic acid?
Yeah, that's a great start. And again, I appreciate you having me on, and we'll try and educate everybody and give them a little bit more understanding of this molecule that we call hyaluronic acid, or HA for short. We're making hyaluronic acid as we speak. Everybody that's listening, and you and I that are sitting here dialoguing, our bodies are making hyaluronic acid. So it's a naturally occurring element inside of our bodies. And its greatest gift, or its greatest feature, is that when the molecule of hyaluronic acid gets made, it goes out and it looks for water. And our bodies are about 70% water. And so it loves to bind to water. In fact, there's no other molecule out there that can bind as much water as hyaluronic acid can. It can bind up to 1,000 times its own weight in water. So for every one molecule of hyaluronic acid that gets produced, it reaches out and grabs onto 1,000 parts of water. So it's a sponge. It's a moisturizer for the body. In fact, what it does to water is it turns water into a kind of a syrupy jelly-like solution, a clear syrupy jelly-like solution. Maybe if you could think of like an egg white. Egg whites are kind of thick, and they're clear, and they're syrupy, and they're kind of lubricating too. And that's what this molecule of HA does for our body. It goes out and looks for the water in our body, turns it into a syrup so that it can moisturize, plump, cushion, and hydrate the body. They call it the goo, or the space-filling gel for our body. So it cushions our joints. It's the lubricant for our joints. It keeps our joints gliding across one another. It's like the pillow or the cushion in all of our joints. It plumps our skin. So it keeps our skin nice and hydrated and plump so we don't have wrinkles. It nourishes our eyes, keeps our eyes nice and fluid-bound and structured. It lubricates our tendons and our ligaments and our muscles. And so it's really the nature's moisturizer for the whole body that we naturally produce every day. But we start to slow down on the production of this molecule of HA somewhere in our 30s. We're just not making it enough. And so when we slow down on the production of it, we're not making enough, and our body is kind of using it up a little faster, we start to have a deficiency. And now they're saying this is the reason why we are aging, because our body is essentially drying up. Drying is aging, or aging is drying. So we're drying up. Our joints become a little stiff. Our skin gets wrinkled. Our eyes don't do as well as they used to. So people are looking for ways to find and maintain this hyaluronic acid inside of their body. And that's why we've created a full line of products so that we can kind of supplement or maintain our bodies, keeping them healthy.
So, as you know, you've shared, there's so many benefits of HA in our body, and it's important to remind people that this is a natural molecule. We are all making it, although we become less efficient at producing it the older we get. So that kind of contributes, I guess, to the fact that we do get more wrinkles and our skin gets less luminous and we feel more of the aches and pains in our joints, particularly, and I want you to talk a little bit more about the role of HA for joints, particularly when people are losing cartilage. I find so many people are really in a lot of pain because the cartilage in their joints, and generally shows up in their knees, but I guess it could be in any joint, which cushions these bones and stops them from, you know, rubbing against each other, is deteriorating, disappearing from wear, tear, from accidents, whatever the case may be. And this is a source of a lot of pain for people and can lead to knee replacements too. So share with us some of the benefits of HA for this condition.
Yeah, excellent. And one other thing I'll cover, too, is when I say our body naturally makes it, we are making it, and they call it a sugar molecule, a long-chain sugar molecule. So it's not some crazy molecule that we make. It's just a simple long-chain sugar molecule that we naturally produce. And it's technically not acidic in nature either. Sometimes people hear acid, and they think, oh, my goodness, this is going to burn my skin if I use it in a skincare, or if it's going to put it on my tongue, is it going to burn a hole in my... No, just so you know, it's pretty neutral in that just a pH range. It's very soothing to the skin and to the body overall. And but the downside is again, like you mentioned, we just don't keep up with it like we used to. So onward, let's talk about the joints here. There's a lubricating, cushiony fluid inside of all of our joints, and that lubricating fluid is called the synovial fluid. It's clear and it's syrupy, and so if you had a water bottle in front of you and I said, okay, take that cap off and I'm going to sprinkle about a quarter teaspoon of this powder HA in there, and you'd put the cap on and I say, shake it up and let it set for an hour and then come back and try and pour that water out. When you try and pour the water out, now it would come out like syrup. And so this is what we're talking about. It creates a clear, syrupy gel for our body. Well, we've got a clear, syrupy gel solution in all of our joints, and it keeps bones from colliding on top of one another. When bones collide, it creates friction and pain and swelling and all kinds of things that go on. And if you don't reverse that bone-on-bone, you're going to have some cartilage starting to get worn down. So it's like a piece of chalk on a chalkboard. As you're writing on that chalkboard, that chalk, you're going to look at the chalk, you're going, where'd the chalk go? Well, it was kind of, you kept rubbing it without any, you were grinding it down, and that's what happens to the cartilage in our joints. So hyaluronic acid has been highly sought after in a supplement form now, where you can take it to kind of help get the cushion back to your joints, to get the lubricant back to your joints. And so what you're doing is putting a slippery, cushiony barrier back in between those bones that are rubbing on top of one another, and you, hopefully what happens is all of a sudden now the cartilage can start to breathe again or start to regenerate itself again. So you're seeing more and more people look for this cushiony fluid of hyaluronic acid when it comes to joint health needs.
You know, that's so profound what you just said, because when people start losing their cartilage, their doctors will tell them there's really nothing that can be done, you know, other than go in and do this knee replacement. It's like the end of the line. I mean, I just met someone and he has lost cartilage in two knees and they want to do a double knee replacement, and there was no other solution offered to him. But what you're saying with the evidence and research of using hyaluronic acid, if people take it orally, then just taking it orally can be transformed into the cartilage in these joints. Is that right?
It makes the fluid or the cushion that separates the cartilage from rubbing on top of one another. So as the chalk was on the chalkboard, as we take a 3-inch piece of chalk and we keep writing, there's no cushion there, there's no slipperiness, and all of a sudden the chalk gets worn down. That's kind of like our cartilage, but you put a little bit of slippery stuff on the chalkboard, now it glides all over without wearing down the chalk. And so
Okay, so it's providing that protection that allows the cartilage and collagen to regenerate.
Yes, they call it chondroprotection, chondroprotective fluids. Simply, it's the motor oil in the joints. And we don't drive our cars without engine oil, because if we do, all of a sudden that motor starts to heat up, and then the parts are clanging and banging on each other, and then they seize up. Well, our joints are very similar. If we don't have cushion, we've got bone on bone. We get stiff movement. We get kind of a grinding. We get breakdown of the joint structure, all those things. So the key thing now that we're seeing in the market, in the community, is get the lubrication back. Try for the lubrication. See what you can do. And hyaluronic acid makes the lubrication for the joints.
So there is a therapy called prolotherapy, and it's used for people who are dealing with pain in their joints or spine or other areas, and it's injecting the site with different things. Sometimes it's just saline, right, just to create an inflammatory response. Sometimes they include other things like ozone, and also hyaluronic acid has been used as ingredient in the injection into the sites. Is that correct, Darren?
Yeah, you know, there is some information out there on that, but it's definitely prolotherapy is a pretty interesting topic, and you could go a whole radio show with that, because it's producing some pretty interesting things when it comes to your joints. But yeah, HA is one of those that I've kind of heard of that they've used as part of the prolotherapy techniques.
But what you're saying is that taking it orally can do that job as well.
Well, taking it orally, we found a lot of great reports that it's doing good things for the joints. People are saying, you know, if getting the fluid back to the joints is what I need, and hyaluronic acid helps make the fluid for my joints, then I'm going to start taking it in a supplement form and see if it works. And now you're seeing more and more people reach for a hyaluronic acid supplement, dietary supplement, vitamin supplement that they can get at their health food store, and they'll say, hey, I want to try this hyaluronic acid and make the cushion. I want my joints to glide across one another again. I want that nice, clear, lubricating, syrupy gel back to my joints, so my joints just glide right across. It's kind of like ice on ice. That's what HA does. It's a fluid that protects our joints from rubbing.
Wow. And in people that you've talked to, how long do they need to take this supplementation before they're seeing results? And I really get it's an individual thing, depending how chronically a person is affected, how deteriorated his system is, but on the average, if people are going to explore using hyaluronic acid, if they have these problems with deterioration, what would you tell them?
Yeah, you know, we've got people that have been taking hyaluronic acid they keep taking it, you know, because that's why they call it a dietary supplement. They're kind of supplementing our body where our bodies kind of fail us or leave off. And so it's going to be one of those that we just, like a multivitamin in a way, we're going to take that we're just going to keep it because we know our body needs to keep it in there. So pretty much everybody, if they're like, it's similar to maybe other joint supplements, you're going to keep taking them on a daily basis and continue on throughout. So we've got people that I know of that have been taking the HA supplement for 5-10 years. They just keep taking it because they want to make sure that their joints are nice and cushioning and lubricated.
So we're talking about taking HA, hyaluronic acid, to help support joint health for people who are dealing with joint problems, or for those of us that want to be more proactive so we never have to be concerned about joint problems. And, of course, that's a huge percentage of the population right now that are dealing with all these problems. And we're talking about all joints, right? I mean, we've kind of focused on the knee, but it's really all joints in the body that need this lubrication.
Yeah, pretty much. And we don't think about it, but, yeah, we've got this cushiony fluid in our elbows and our shoulders and our hips and our ankles and you name it, it's everywhere. Anywhere there's a large movable joint, there's a cushiony fluid that we call synovial fluid that is made up of hyaluronic acid and water.
Wow. So the natural aging process is leading us to losing this ability to make hyaluronic acid. And what we're doing here is being able to take a natural safe supplement that is supporting the body to maintain that production of hyaluronic acid.
Yes. That's the key factor.
Okay, so anything else we need to cover around joints? Because we have other areas that benefit from hyaluronic acid, but this is a really important area, so I just want to be sure we cover it thoroughly. Anything else, Darren, that
you didn't cover? Yeah, just real quick. What's interesting about this molecule of hyaluronic acid is that one part of this molecule of HA that our body naturally produces is glucosamine. And the other part is glucuronic acid. So they sound kind of funny, but they're both sugars. But the key point is that one part of it is glucosamine. And so now the research out there, when people have been taking glucosamine for their joints, you're starting to see the research out there that's saying that the end result with taking glucosamine is that it's supposed to try and make this hyaluronic acid, which makes the cushion for the joints, which lubricates the joints and keeps them healthy. And so now you're starting to see people say, well, maybe I should just go ahead and start taking the hyaluronic acid. Why do I have to mess with the glucosamine to see if my joints are going to benefit? Why don't I just go straight to the source? I want to go straight to the cushion or straight to the gel, the HA. And so people now, if you've had marginal results or maybe not as good a results that you were looking for with a glucosamine type product, hyaluronic acid would sure be a great thing to try.
So that gives people so much hope that there are these natural solutions that are effective and have many benefits. We're going to talk about another benefit of hyaluronic acid, and that has to do with rejuvenation of our skin. So this is it's a hot topic in the skincare industry and the rejuvenation industry. People are really excited about the benefit of hyaluronic acid. It's being included in lots of formulas to help the skin retain its moisture and plumpness. So let's talk a little bit more, Darren. I know people will definitely be listening to this part of our conversation.
Yeah. 15 years ago when we first got started, we would talk to people and we'd say, hey, we got this new cream that's got hyaluronic acid in it. Give it a try. And they'd be like, hyaluronic acid, never heard of that before. But they would apply it and they'd be like, wow, I can feel that. It's just kind of like a moisture trap. It rehydrates the skin. But as you mentioned, you can't open up a magazine or turn on the TV without seeing a commercial now talking about hyaluronic acid. This is for skincare, because it can bind up to 1,000 times its own weight in water. They have not found another molecule that can grab onto water like this molecule can. And we naturally produce it inside of our body, so it's not something foreign that we're giving back to the body. But remember, the downside is we just don't make enough of it as we start to get in our 30s and beyond. And some of us are blessed. It's later in life or earlier, but sometimes we just can't keep up. And so now the skin, this syrupy, jelly-like fluid, is present inside of our skin. It's kind of trapped inside of the middle layer of the skin. We call that the dermis. And it plumps the skin up. It pushes the top layer of the skin up, keeping it nice and hydrated and wrinkle-free. It's kind of like a grape. But as we age, our skin starts to look more and more like a raisin. We're essentially losing this hyaluronic acid plumping gel in our skin. We look at babies and we think it's baby fat that makes them nice and plump. It's really this baby gel HA that keeps them plump also. So we're keeping the skin hydrated. But as we age, our skin loses its plumpness. That middle layer, that swimming pool, thick, syrupy gel layer that keeps our skin nice and plump starts to go away. And so now they're saying we got to find some way to get it back into the skin. We cannot have that gone, because the skin starts to shrivel up, or wrinkles start to go inward. The skin starts to collapse downward. And then the collagen fibers in our skin, think of collagen as like rubber band. I say grab your skin and stretch it out and then release it. And it goes back into shape. Hopefully it should. And that was because those collagen rubber band fibers in your skin, we got millions of collagen fibers in our skin, and they're all swimming in this water gel bath of hyaluronic acid. So when hyaluronic acid starts to leave the skin, it's no longer present like it used to, we start to lose the layers of the skin, get closer and closer. We lose that middle layer, so we have a thinning of the skin, and then the skin starts to sag. Gravity takes over and pulls the skin downward. That's those collagen fibers. They've kind of gotten dried out. They're no longer as moist as they used to be. So HA to the rescue. You start applying HA topically or keep the HA in your skin. It starts to grab onto the moisture and plump the skin back up. It nourishes and hydrates those collagen and elastin fibers so that they can become tight again. So the plumpness and the sagging can go away, and the plumpness comes back, and the skin starts to become tight again. So this hyaluronic acid is really kind of the anti-aging answer for the whole skin. And if you think about it, most of the HA, probably about 50% of the HA in our body that's being made is in our skin. And our skin is a very large part of our body. And so we've got to keep this HA in our body so that we can keep our skin looking nice and healthy.
You know, it's so interesting. You talk about the need to restore this ability to maintain the collagen fibers. I mean, when women get facelifts, I mean, it just is kind of pulling the skin tighter, but it's not enabling the skin to have that ability to be cushioned and plumped up, so to speak. So you're still dealing with a problem that needs to be addressed. And that's what we're talking about here, the role of hyaluronic acid. So I use the serum, and I do that twice a day, and I guess you do that by spraying the face so it's wet, right, and then apply the serum, and it does glide. It glides all just effortlessly over my skin and then disappears after a while when I massage it in.
Yeah, and you know, and hyaluronic acid in the skin serum form is excellent. When you apply it topically, the skin is very porous. This molecule just kind of maneuvers its way right into the skin. It just kind of soaks right on into the skin, and it acts as a sponge. It starts to grab onto the water that's already present in our skin, and what does it do? It turns it into a syrup, and then it creates a syrupy gel, which starts to collect more and more of the syrupy gel and then push the skin upward. It starts to keep the plumpness back to the skin. And so when you apply HA in a serum form, yes, it's excellent. A lot of times people do lightly dampen the face like you were mentioning our face mist. We have a facial mist that you just lightly spray on the facial area, and then you start to apply your pure hyaluronic acid skin serum topically, because when you prehydrate the skin, it seems to kind of facilitate extra absorption of nutrients that you apply to the skin. And so a lot of times people do enjoy applying it twice daily, and it just does a great job for them.
So this is something that you want to do as a way to restore healthy skin. And then, of course, and I see this as a long-term strategy for myself personally, we want to continue using it because it's going to support our skin to remain healthy down the track for years, decades. It'll be so interesting to see how people look who've been committed to using hyaluronic acid for a decade or two. It's relatively new in the marketplace, but now we can start incorporating it into our protocols, and I'm excited because I think it plays a big role in helping not just to look good, but it's really creating healthier skin.
Yeah, there's a friend of mine, she was just complaining today. She was saying, my husband, he found out in his 30s that he was diabetic, but he thought he didn't need to do anything about it. He just kind of kept going on and on and on. And she said now in his mid-50s, he's suffering all the consequences of not paying attention to it, not reacting, not trying to prevent it from, further things from happening. And that's kind of what we see with our skin. If we protect it now, if we maintain it now, if we keep the, our skin components, everything inside of our skin, moisturize it, hydrate it, protect it, all the things that we do, we're going to see a lot of the lasting benefits. We're going to get into our later ages of life, and our skin is still going to be nice and plump and hydrated and nourished, and that's what we're seeing HA. It's not even just for the, somebody that's now starting to see wrinkles. We're starting to see people look at skincare products with HA long before they started to see wrinkles, because they're like, I don't even want to even get that to start to happen. So I'm going to start from a preventative standpoint or early on.
And that makes so much sense. We want to take care of ourselves as soon as we possibly can to support our long-term health and well-being. And, you know, the combination for me is taking it topically, taking the HA topically in your serum, but I also take it internally because I want to support the body in creating more of the hyaluronic acid as well as getting the topical benefits from it. So it's like a, you know, it's a integrated program that I think works really best if you bring both of those two aspects together.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are saying beauty from within. Whatever we ingest or eat is going to beautify our skin or enhance our skin. Well, you're seeing a lot of supplements, vitamins and supplements out there that are for the skin, and they're all including a little bit of hyaluronic acid in them now. Not all of them, but a good majority of them have hyaluronic acid in them. And that's why you're seeing, like, if people are taking one of our hyaluronic acid products, our supplements, on a regular basis, they start to notice, wow, my skin seems to be more hydrated and plump and nourished than it used to be. So what you're describing earlier is kind of beauty from within. I want to take it internally so that it beautifies my skin through on out. But then if I've got some targeted areas, maybe around my eyes or my lips or my forehead that I just kind of want to rehydrate and keep from wrinkling, then I can apply a topical serum.
So we need to take a break, and when we come back, we can talk about how to choose a good hyaluronic acid product, because like you said, there are many formulas that have that as an ingredient, but is it effective? And also, if people who are listening have issues with your hair, if your hair is thinning out, or if you have those little floaters that drive you crazy in your eyes, well, stay tuned, because we're going to talk about how hyaluronic acid can help you as well. So, don't go away. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know, and we will be right back.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Why would anyone ride on top of an elevator, lug around an 11-pound large print dictionary, or compete in a swim race unable to see the course? Well, this is me, and I've got some riveting experiences to share with you. Hey, I'm Mark Farrell. Join me for Insight, a new show coming to PRN.FM. It's about overcoming adversity, and who doesn't experience this in some capacity? I'm no doctor, but I'm an expert in me since I've been dealing with various forms of adverse conditions all my life, like having a rare visual disability that challenges much of what I do. Insight, real-life issues, including mental health, anxiety, depression, suicide, drugs, and alcohol. Celebrity guests will also reveal on Insight how they overcame adversity to make it, as well as your calls on challenges you struggle with. My difference makes me stronger. That's my mantra. Listen and discover how your difference makes you stronger. Insight, Thursdays at 11 a.m. only on PRN.FM.
This is Guy McPherson. Join me and Mike Sliva with Nature Bat's Last Radio on PRN.FM. Catch us Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. on the East Coast. You can rate the show on iTunes, and if you don't catch us live, you can catch us 24/7 in the PRN archives. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time with Nature Bat's Last on PRN.FM.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know, and we're talking today with Darren Landis, who is the president and co-founder of Hyalogic, the company that specializes in hyaluronic acid, and we are exploring how to rejuvenate our joints, our skin, our hair, and eyes, and also help our pets, we'll get to them as well, with hyaluronic acid. So let's continue this conversation, Darren, because I am sure everything we've talked about so far must have sparked so much interest and curiosity in people listening. I know it certainly did for me when I first learned about it. But how do we know what kind of hyaluronic acid is going to best create the results we want?
Well, like you said, there's a lot out there. In all of our formulas, we try and use a hyaluronic acid that is vegan-friendly. We don't want it to be genetically modified, so ours is non-GMO. And we want a non-animal-derived source. We use a natural fermentation process for making our hyaluronic acid. So we like the fact that we're not utilizing an animal source because we don't like all the uncertainties when it comes from extracting HA. Where they extract it from is animal collagen. They go in and take the collagen from an animal and kind of grind it down into a powder and then try and introduce it as a hyaluronic acid product. But we didn't really enjoy that method, or we didn't want to do that method. So we use a vegan-friendly, non-animal-derived, non-genetically modified form. And then we also use what we call a high molecular weight molecule. What does that really mean? That just means how big is the sponge. Remember, this molecule loves to bind water. And so the bigger the sponge, the more water it can bind, and the more hydration, and the more cushion, and the more plumpness, and the more nourishment for the body. So we use what we call high molecular weight size molecule. We go try and get the largest sponge that we can find so that it can provide the most benefits for the body. So this is what we use in all of our products. And we also enjoy it when it's in a liquid form, or some type of a lozenge, some way that maybe when you take it as a supplement that it's interacting and turning itself into maybe like a liquid. Sometimes if you put it in a lozenge, it's mixing with the saliva in your mouth, and then you're swallowing it in a liquid form. Because this molecule loves to bind to water, we really like the fact that if you can get it into make it in a liquid or a water form, that we feel like it's going to enhance the ability for it to provide the benefits to your body. And then we try and limit the number of other ingredients that we add into our products. If we add other ingredients in our products, they better be kind of featured ingredients, but not all these other excipients or all these other fillers and things like that. So we try and limit everything we do so that we're just really focusing in on the hyaluronic acid and some other great nutrients to benefit the body. So again, whenever you're mixing, you know, hyaluronic acid with other ingredients, you got to make sure it's compatible too, that those are not overshadowing the benefits of what the hyaluronic acid can do. So we've taken great care in making sure that all of our formulas really feature the hyaluronic acid, but they allow the hyaluronic acid to do its job. And so those are some of the things that you want to look at.
Okay, so that's a great explanation. I think it really helps people so they can make the best choice and know that they're going to get the results with the products they're choosing. There's some other areas that hyaluronic acid has been really successful with, and I guess we can move on and talk a bit about hair and nails. And then let's talk about the eyes as well.
Yeah, I always tell people, I say, okay, if you want to know where hyaluronic acid is at, if I flip the switch and I said, okay, everywhere in the body we're going to light up where there's hyaluronic acid, and I flip the switch, the whole body is going to light up. You got to remember, this molecule of hyaluronic acid is being produced in almost every living cell in our body. And then it loves to go out of this and find water inside of our body. Well, we got water everywhere. We're 70% water. So hyaluronic acid is not just for the skin and the joints. It's kind of good for the whole body. It's a whole body benefit. That's why they call it the anti-aging answer for the whole body. And so one of the areas that most people forget about that we've got hyaluronic acid is inside of our eyes. There's a syrupy gel fluid in our eyes. It's clear. It's kind of like that egg white I was telling you about. It's clear and it's translucent, but it's syrupy, and it's called the vitreous humor, or I call it the vitreous gel. It's a jelly-like fluid that keeps our eye stabilized. It keeps it nice and round. And when we're young, we got a lot of that fluid gel inside of there. But as we start to age, they say that the hyaluronic acid inside of your eye starts to decrease, leaving that fluid in your eye not as thick, not as syrupy, maybe a little watery. and it can cause the eye to flatten out. It's no longer in the shape of a ball. It's in the shape of like a football. It kind of flattens out. And that can cause distortion of the eye and cause kind of vision problems. It can cause things to internally inside the eye to kind of start breaking down because there's no fluid holding it up anymore. So you can start to see things pull away from the back of the eye and little things floating around on the inside of the eye. And so it's all because of this gelatinous-like fluid that's internally that is giving us some trouble. And so hyaluronic acid is one of those key components, and that's why you see a lot of people reaching for a hyaluronic acid supplement now to kind of maintain the cushion in their eyes and that fluid gel in their eyes.
So you talk in your products about floaters, and I mean I've noticed them at times in my life. They seem to come and go, certainly for me. I don't have that problem now, but I know that people complain of these floaters, and there isn't much that they have been told by their doctors they can do about it. So I know you have a new product that has been released that is addressing floaters. So can you just help us understand a bit more about floaters? Is it related to the lack of the fluid and the particles are some sort of floating around, or what's really happening there?
Well, I'm not an eye specialist, but from what I've read and what I've looked at is that without this fixed cerebral gel in your eye, you kind of the back of the eye can actually start the where there's a retina. Think of it as like an egg that's been fried up and it's been plastered up against the back of the eye, and the white of the egg will start to get peeling away from the back of the eye because there's no fluid holding it up. And so when that starts to peel away, they call that a retinal detachment. And when the retina starts to pull away from the back of the eye, little pieces of the retina break off and float around on the inside of the eye, and they can call those floaters also. And then we got all these little collagen strands, these little stretchy rubber band fibers on the inside of our eyes. When the eye starts to kind of change shape or alter its shape, those little collagen fibers can start to break down, and they little pieces of those collagen fibers can break off and float around on the inside of the eye too. And if any of those get in the way of the light, the vision, the light ray that comes in through the pupil of the eye, then you start to see little black specks, and we call those floaters. And you mentioned that they kind of come and go. To the best of my knowledge, they're always going to stay present on the inside of the eye, unless you do some dramatic therapy or, you know, procedure, but they're always going to stay present. But what happens is sometimes they get pushed out of the way of the beam of light that comes in through the pupil, and so you don't see those little specks anymore like you used to, and so they kind of get pushed away. So the thing that they're looking at now is increase the fluid back, get that syrupy gel fluid back, which can help to keep those floaters down.
That's so interesting. So do you use it as an eye drop? The HA is an eye drop, or do you also just take it orally, systemically?
You know, right now there are some HA eye drops in the market. Those would be strictly for lubrication and moisturization on the surface of the eye. But people are taking hyaluronic acid orally to benefit their eyes. So it's a big area now. You'll find a lot of people looking for specific eye nutrients, you know, your standards, your antioxidants and your eye nutrient formulas, lutein, those ingredients such as that. But now people are saying, well, maybe I should add some hyaluronic acid into my eye nutrient regimen. So you'll probably start to see more people putting it into their formulas now. The more manufacturers start looking at the benefits of hyaluronic acid for the eyes.
So when we were talking about the eyes, you talked about detached retina. So the lack of that fluid cushioning could be one of the things that can predispose people to detached retinas. Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah, it definitely can be one. You know, there's a variety of things. And like I say, obviously, I don't specialize in that area. But from what I've read, yeah, it can definitely be one of those. It allows, there's no fluid holding that retina pushed up against the back of the eye. So it starts to peel away, and we get little fragments that break off and float around on the inside of the eye. And so yeah, that's why a lot of times the eye specialist might say something like, well, you've got a vitreal thinning. So basically what they're saying is the fluid on the inside of your eye is thinning out. It's no longer as thick as it used to be. And, it does happen over time. Not everybody has it as severe, but, that's why they're really looking at that thinning out of the fluid. And one of the things that keeps the fluid thick is the hyaluronic acid being present.
And that's so important. I mean, that's another benefit of hyaluronic acid, another reason why we really want to consider, having it as part of an ongoing protocol, as I like to say. You also have a product that addresses hair and nails as well as skin. So can you talk a little bit about that? Is our hair and nails related to the hyaluronic acid? As you said, every single cell is producing it. So does hyaluronic acid play a role there as well?
Yeah. In fact, we've got a hair, skin, and nail formula out. But what we're doing is we're providing the components to building healthy collagen. Remember, collagen is a structural protein in our body. We've got an awful lot of collagen in our body, and it kind of builds our body function. It's in our skin, it's in our hair, it's in our nails, it's everywhere. And so when you build healthy collagen, you're strengthening those areas. But one of the things that we mentioned earlier is that collagen are those elastic, rubbery, stretchable proteins in our body that need to be moisturized by hyaluronic acid. So we're under a lot of belief that you've got to have that hyaluronic acid there to nourish all collagen production. So if you're going to make more collagen, or if you're going to take more collagen to build your body up or to strengthen the hair, skin, and nails, you need that hyaluronic acid there to provide kind of the swimming pool or the moisturization for keeping those collagen fibers nice and elastic and structured. So it's kind of like taking a rubber band and you stretch it 1,000 times. Think of that rubber band as like the collagen. But if you stretch that rubber band 1,000 times, it's ultimately going to over-distend and dry out and break. But take that same rubber band and put it in a bucket of water, and it can go on and on and on forever. It stays moisturized. So HA is your moisturizer for the collagen inside of your body, which also helps to produce healthy hair, skin, and nails.
Great. That's great information, Darren. And I know that lots of our animal lovers are probably curious to know how they can use hyaluronic acid for their pets, dogs, cats, I think even horses, right? You can,
yep.
Yeah, so talk about that. Talk about some the benefit for the animals and what specifically pet owners might want to consider for supporting their animals.
Yeah, so one of the original groups that started to study out this hyaluronic acid molecule were the veterinarians. They knew all about it. They knew that it made up the cushion for the joints in all animals. And so they started to get really excited about the uses of it. So again, a lot of the research is out there. But back when we first started, we were producing liquid hyaluronic acid supplements for humans. And at the same time, we had people say, can I just give this to my dog or my cat? Or what about it? Can you make me one for my horse? So we started to produce liquid supplements or liquid vitamin supplement forms for cats, dogs, and horses. And it was pretty neat because once we would give it to the animals, they take it. It's odorless, tasteless. They didn't spit it out. In fact, they kind of enjoyed it. And animals, there's not really a placebo effect. If they're feeling better, if their joints are more comforted, they're going to display it. They're going to jump up in your lap a little quicker. They're going to move around a little easier. Horses were more eager to go out on rides, variety of different things. So hyaluronic acid is not just for humans. it's good for animals, specifically on the joint health category. And, you know, a lot of times people are like, hey, can you make me a shampoo with this hyaluronic acid? Because I really want my horse looking really nice for this new this event that we're doing this weekend, and I want their coat to look nice and shiny, but we haven't made a horse or a dog shampoo yet, but we know that when you take hyaluronic acid orally, people have actually reported that, boy, their skin and coat of their animal looks even healthier, too.
Well, that's great. So you have specific formulas that you would be people would be using for their animals, right? It's not the same product that humans
yes.
are using.
Correct.
So, well, I think that's great because, you know, the older animals get, they start showing up with arthritis and their joints are achy, and it's a big problem because then they're put on all the steroid drugs and anti-inflammatory drugs, and it's harmful to the pets as it is for humans.
Yeah, they have the same joint concerns that we do. It's all about lubrication. We want to get that lubrication back to the joints. I mean, they need that cushion just like we do. And they need that plumpness in their skin just like we do. But, it's very, very much, it would be hard to find a veterinarian that hadn't heard of hyaluronic acid now, you know, because it's so widely used out there.
Well, that's really great information. So is there an amount that should be taken? Can we overdose? Can we increase the dose for the benefits? How do you recommend people use it? And if they have a chronic condition, what would be recommended in terms of what would give them the results and the relief?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting with hyaluronic acid, because it is naturally occurring in our body, there tends to not be any interactions with the body. It's very well received when we take it in a supplement form or use it as a skincare. So you can take it along with your other supplements and other prescription products and other skincare products, and you don't really have to worry about whether this HA would interact or be not indicated with, hyaluronic acid. And the other thing is it's really, since it's already naturally occurring in your body, the body receives it easily and nicely, and it says, oh, okay, I already recognize you. But we haven't found that if you double or triple up on the dose or add more in your skincare product, we haven't really found that that increases the benefits for the body. So with all of our products, we say just use it as directed on the label. No need to double up or triple up because we didn't really see any added benefits. We've kind of, talked to consumers that we worked with that have said, I the product is working great, but I didn't see any added benefits when I doubled up or tripled up. And I think that's just because HA works, and it doesn't really need to be one of those that you got to take a whole bunch of it to get it to jumpstart or to go. But I do know, some people with other supplements, they like to do what you'd call kind of a loading dose. Anything I take, I want to double up real quick for the first week and then taper off, and people could do that, but we haven't found that you've got to do that with hyaluronic acid.
So I want people to know where they can go to get more information, and that's your website, which is Hyalogic. And let me spell it for people. It's H-Y-A-L-O-G-I-C, Logic, Hyalogic.com. And that's a good place for people to learn more, to get more education about it. Anything else that you want to say about the benefit of hyaluronic acid or something else that we need to be sure to touch upon today so people really appreciate what you are doing with your company, your dedication to making high-quality hyaluronic acid available to people?
Well, I always like to tell people just, obviously do your research. Don't take it from me. Go out and study it out. Look it up for yourself. If you can get on the Internet, just type in HA or hyaluronic acid, and you'll see a lot of research and information backing up what we've talked about today, because there's thousands and thousands of articles and research. You got to remember, this is a molecule that really has been studied out over the last 30 to 40 years, pretty heavily, and so there's a ton of research out there that kind of talks about what we're mentioning today. But I always just say, do your research, look around. Go to our website, hyalogic.com. Read about our products, read about what we're doing, and if you have any questions, you know, give us a call or email us. We'd love to help you out. And we are carried in quite a few stores across the country, so your health food stores carry our products in, you know, different spots. But, you know, it's going to be a molecule that I think we're going to see more and more uses in the future, not just with our company, but I think you'll find other uses in the medical field and in the natural dietary supplement skincare market.
And your company is unique because you have this unique form of HA, but also you've been doing a lot of research and putting together some novel formulas as well. So you're kind of, from what I gather, one of the premier companies in this field, in this sphere. Do you want to add a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we try and, you know, we everything we do revolves around this hyaluronic acid molecule, so we try and be humble about it. But, yeah, I mean, after 15 years of putting this stuff into different formulas and different products and watching it and making sure that it's staying in the formula and the formula is a good formula and all these different things, I think we've got some pretty good ideas on how to really make this molecule an effective, you know, products that can deliver the benefits that people are looking for.
Well, I so appreciate what you've been doing and the dedication you have, and I'm thrilled that I found you and had time to meet you and try some of your products and mostly be able to find some of the solutions that I was looking for my own health and overall health and for skin rejuvenation. So it's just been such a pleasure to make this connection with you and to have you share such wonderful information today, Darren.
Well, I sure appreciate all that you do, too, because you're doing a lot for educating people out there and for all your dedication to want to improve people's lives. So thank you for all that you do also.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. And I want everyone to go check out hyalogic.com, hyalogic.com. And thank you all for joining me today on our journey for getting empowered with truthful information. And thank you, Darren Landis, for being with us and sharing your experience and wisdom. And to all of you, one more thing I want to say. Always remember the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.